Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Tomorrow's the day, baby. Rock Day.
Can't wait.
Oh, man, we are celebrating Seattle's Rich Rock legacy. It's become an awesome annual tradition because, yeah, you know you live in a great place when you can really dedicate an entire day to music just created in your town. Not a lot of places can do that.
Plus, we're going to have a lot of fun talking to some people. One guy who just recently wrote a book that's selling out everywhere about Pearl Jam, Ronan Givney. And then also, I'm very excited, we're going to be chatting with Bruce Fairweather, who is the lead guitarist of Mother Love Bone, and he's heavily involved with Smash.
And Smash is a great organization. Seattle musicians access to sustainable health care. And it's pretty simple, man. You don't think about it, but we've been enjoying great music from all these performers over the years. And a lot of times they can't even get basic medical coverage. So this is what's really needed for a lot of the people that have provided joy for us over the years and continue to do so. And we're going to help raise money for that organization tomorrow. So whether you want to know about Smash, whether you want to find out just what kind of awesomeness is going to happen on Seattle Rock Day, get more info at KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Whoa!
Beat Mix. You're a loser.
It is time.
Time
to Beat Mix.
But it's Wednesday, so maybe we could whack him instead.
Whack it.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Whack it.
And Steve.
Yes.
I don't know. You're Mr. Wacky.
Yes.
For now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that was that's preparation right
Fine.
There for you.
Yeah. Find me outside of a car dealership. I'll be doing my Mr. Wacky.
It's a great dance, man. Let's get to our contestant. We got Dave in Bremerton. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Dave will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Dave, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Sure am.
All right. What year in the early 70s did Pink Floyd release their album Dark Side of the Moon?
73.
Yes. In 2003, Starbucks first introduced what popular seasonal drink?
Oh, boy.
Pass. What Netflix show revolved around Piper Chapman's incarceration?
Pass.
What U.S. state is known as the Golden State?
California?
Yes. Pass. Billie Holiday was a well-known singer of what genre of music?
Oh, boy.
Can you repeat that?
Billie Holiday was a well-known singer of what genre of music?
Jazz?
Yes. Long John Silver was a fictional pirate from what novel?
Treasure Island.
Yes. What was the most recent year the Chicago Cubs won the World Series?
2018?
No.
19?
No.
17.
No. Like Ike was the election slogan for which president?
Eisenhower.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
All right, not too bad. Not too bad at all.
Right down the middle on that one.
Yeah, he got the Long John Silver one. Man, I should know that, and I don't.
Yeah, don't you ever remember reading that book?
No, I don't think I did.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, I don't think I... If I did, I have no memory of it. That genre didn't interest me, and, I mean, it kind of does now. No, it really doesn't.
Oh, okay. I was like, you go back and read, but, I mean, that's not watching a show.
No, that's... Exactly. Maybe if there was a movie, and I'm sure there has been, but I...
I'm pretty sure there has been.
I won't watch that either.
Okay, fine. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What year in the early 70s did Pink Floyd release their album Dark Side of the Moon?
71?
No.
72?
No.
73.
Yes. In 2003, Starbucks first introduced what popular seasonal drink?
Oh, the stupid pumpkin spice latte.
Yes.
Wow.
What Netflix show revolved around Piper Chapman's incarceration?
Oh, Orange is the New Black.
Yes. Nice. What U.S. state is known as the Golden State?
That would be California.
Yes. Billie Holiday was a well-known singer of what genre of music?
Jazz.
Yes. Long John Silver was a fictional pirate from what novel?
Moby Dick?
No.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
No.
Dr. Hook?
No. Dr.
Captain Hook?
No. Dr. Captain Hook. What was the most recent year the Chicago Cubs won the World Series?
Oh, man. 2016?
Yes. Ike was an election slogan for which president?
Eisenhower.
Yes. The Tacoma is a truck made by which manufacturer?
Toyota.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win 8-5.
Oh, sorry, Dave.
Oh, it's all good. He waxed me.
he surely did.
He did whack you.
Have a great day, my man.
There he goes. He didn't know a lot of the ones that you did. He didn't know the stupid pumpkin spice latte.
That's actually the official name.
You got to add that stupid there. Yeah. He did know that Long John Silver was a fictional pirate from Treasure Island.
Treasure Island, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, that was the only one that you didn't get that you got to. So congratulations on your win.
Thank you. Good job, Steve.
Thank you, BJ.
Yeah. All right, so, boy, oh boy, finally a poll that is 100% about me. More than half of us, a little more than half of us think that we Americans, we think of eating as a form of therapy. I've been doing
absolutely.
That my whole life.
100%.
Good or bad, if things are happening in my life, I want to eat.
Yes.
Yeah, I always tend to look at therapy as something that I need to calm myself down, to deal with whatever has been negative in my life. So that's interesting that you also think it's good therapy. Like, for it's basically just a reward if you're in a good mood, bad mood. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, bad mood, I'm leaning towards food 100% of the time. But also, like, a good mood, something cool happened. I'm like, let's celebrate and let's get teriyaki. My wife's like, well, come on. Like, yesterday you were in a sad mood and you wanted, like, you know, Thai. Now you're happy. You want teriyaki. Like, what's tomorrow? I'm like, well, tomorrow's probably sushi. Like, what's wrong with that?
Well, if you're in between, maybe that's when food isn't a thing. You said, look, we'll find out if I'm just doing okay tomorrow and we'll see what that brings.
To be determined later.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, there are times my wife laughs at me, but it's usually right around 3 o'clock where I'll, at some, 2:30, 3 o'clock where I'll look at her and go, hey, so what's for dinner tonight? And she's like, I knew you were going to ask that. I'm like, well, that's something I look forward to, eating.
You know, it's funny.
And it was street tacos last night. They were awesome.
Nice. Oh,
she made
that's
them.
So good. Oh, she made street tacos herself?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very nice. You know, it's really cool that, you know, that you obviously get to have that stuff made for you. Because I wonder about the people, I don't know if your wife's this kind of person, where food doesn't do that to them. Like, it's just not a big thing for them like it is for you and me.
She loves food, but it's not on the level of what I love about food. Like you know, she's like all about, like, portion control and things like that.
Yeah, see, that's amazing. That's crazy.
Not me. I'm like, food is about going balls out and eating.
Yeah. Well, I don't need to see that at the table, but I know what you're saying. 3 out of 5 of us say sitting down to eat off is often the best part of their day. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, definitely during the pandemic. Well, I mean, what else do you got to look forward to if you are sheltering in place and you're not really mixing with your friends like you used to? What else do you got?
Dude, even last night, I had the worst headache. Probably one of the worst headaches I've ever had. Like, it was like a miserable migraine. And my wife could even tell, like, I couldn't watch TV. I had to close my eyes. She's like, why don't you just go to bed? Like, once we put Tatum down, it was on like 6:30. She's like, why don't you just go straight to bed? I'm like, well, then I miss out on having our nightly treat. And she just thought that was the funniest thing. She's like, you're in pain, but you're still thinking about food. I'm like, well, yeah. Like, yeah. I'm looking forward to sitting on the couch and eating some of that sweet banana bread.
Oh, you got banana bread?
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Oh, dude.
You're living the dream, my friend.
Right? I try.
Yeah. And it turns out, like, you know, 63% of Americans are saying, you know what, man, a sitting down for a meal just gives me that much-needed mental break. Like, I just don't have to, I don't have to do anything.
I feel that way even, like, in the mornings. Like, you know, like, towards the evening, I'm going to bed, I'm like, well, I get up, I get my peanut butter and jelly sandwich and my banana. I'm really excited about that. Like, these are the things I look forward to, man. I think food, more often than not, are the things that, like, I know a Friday we're planning on having sushi, and I'm already in my head, like, this is going to be great.
Yeah, it's one of those things for us where I'm the same way as you, except I asked what was for dinner tonight, last night, when we were eating dinner.
Oh, like, yeah.
What are we going to do tomorrow for dinner?
I've done that.
And then, like, yeah. Most of my time is spent in the kitchen. Like, when I get, like, I usually get home around 10:30, 11, and immediately go straight to the kitchen and start preparing my lunch. Like, yesterday I smoked a ribeye for lunch, and I was like, this is going to be the best thing ever. And it was.
Oh, it's nice when you can really pretty much predict your own future.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like a third of us like to have those special nights a week, you know, like Taco Tuesday. They do that, and they dedicate it every week, every day that week, and that's what they do.
Yeah, someone said, hey, so your wife tacos, did she not eat any? Isn't she vegan? Yeah, she had made vegan tacos.
Nice. Did you use some of that dragon fruit?
No, I think it was like some of like the Beyond Meat crumbles.
Ooh, nice.
For like the meat substitute.
Fun.
Yeah.
Is it people don't realize you can put anything you want in that taco shell?
Dude.
I mean, is that new technology for people not to understand?
Sometimes I have a conversation with my mom, and every time I feel like we have to explain what being vegan is to her, because she's just like talking about something. Oh, we had like, you know, halibut. Sydney, you like halibut, right? And it's like, no, I don't eat meat. Like, fish is part of that. It's like, yeah. Every single time.
How shall no meat, chicken, or fish? Now, granted, it's a little bit more with a vegan, but those are the big three. Pretty much, you know, okay, if it's meat, chicken, or fish, she doesn't eat it. You can remember that at least. Maybe you might forget the milk and all that, right. And the eggs, but you can, you know, the meat, chicken, or fish, you can remember.
But what about salmon?
Right.
That's right.
My mom made like a lobster meal. She's like, you're not going to have any of the lobster? She's like, well, no, it's
not
vegan.
Really. Yeah, it is. I know. And it is so frustrating when you just want to look at the people. Will you just eat your own meal and shut up?
Ooh,
I mean, because we heard that a lot as vegetarians way back. And this was 30 years ago when really they looked at you like, what's a vegetarian? I don't understand. What's wrong with you people? Now at least you go, come on. It's like, everybody knows what this is. What's wrong with you?
Someone wanted to know what I ate when my daughter was born. I forget. Like, it was such a, I think I just had like whatever, like, I know, like, they offer like some cool stuff. I don't know if Danny, you remember, or BJ, like they, the whole hospital will give you something, whatever you want. I think I had a pretzel, like one of those big,
I have
soft
no
pretzels.
Idea. I feel like that's the one time in my life where I don't remember what I ate, because I guess it was a bigger deal when my kids were born that the food wasn't even a thing in my brain.
That's a good answer.
Remember? Yeah, and my wife had my ex-wife had a cesarean.
Yeah.
So she was out for like 3 days. So
is that a kind of sub?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Extra meat.
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
She couldn't eat for like 3 or 4 days after they cut the baby out. So it was one of those things of like, I don't remember eating at all, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I can't remember. I know it's probably like whatever, like random, like a ciabatta sandwich that was in there on their menu or something along those lines. I know like some people get like a steak or something crazy,
ooh,
but it wasn't really in the mindset, because it was an 18-hour labor and I just wanted to eat and then fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know we had Thai food when our water broke. I'll always remember that.
See, we had wings when my ex-wife's water broke.
What?
Yeah. We went to Wingstop. She was like,
you guys,
I am going to Wingstop and I am eating my last meal before I cannot eat the rest of the evening. And thank God we did.
Oh, same. Like, I was like, can I finish my Thai food before we leave? Like, do we have enough time? She's like, yeah, we have time. Like, no rush. I'm like, okay, cool. Scarved it down.
Oh, you guys are the understanding. You are the understanding spouses, that's for sure.
Someone said, me and my wife, we plan dinners on Sundays for the whole week.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife will do that. Like, she'll say, what do you want? And every time I say, I want a meatball sub. And so it's gotten to the point where she finally made a vegan version of that.
Nice.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, is that every Sunday a meatball sub?
No, it's just every time she asks me what I want for dinner, I'm like, meatball sub or mac and cheese. Like, she's like, what are you, four?
Yes.
I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
That's the same conversation that me and my girlfriend have, except she's like, what do you want for dinner this week? And I'm like, steak. Any kind of steak.
Well, steak is at least an adult meal. You're not going to be asked if you're four. And it, I think we all know the answer to that, by the way, Steve. I think it's really odd she has to ask that question. I mean, I'm right there with you. You know what? You and I are toddlers. Give me those meatball subs and those mac and cheeses all the time. We got a fired Walmart employee. Oh, talk about going out in a blaze of glory. He drove straight through the Walmart and then drove around inside the store. I'll tell you what happened at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A 32-year-old guy, his name is Lacey. He was fired from a Walmart in North Carolina last week. He was not happy about it. He was angry. Very, very angry about this. So pissed that at around 6 o'clock in the morning on Friday, he drove his car straight through the front doors of that Walmart. And then once he was inside, decided, you know what? I'm on. Go do some driving. And he drove his car up and down the aisles of the Walmart that he got fired from.
I don't know if you've seen the pictures, though, of the damage that he caused inside this Walmart. It's insane, dude. Like, his car is wrecked.
Wow.
The damage in the actual store itself is just crazy.
Yeah, that, he ruined that place.
Yeah.
Wow.
And his mugshot's the greatest mugshot of all time.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what, man? I mean, he
looks like the guy of The Weeknd, the singer on a bender.
Yeah, he does. And he almost, and frankly, he looks like he's a little sort of like a happy bender. Doesn't look like the kind of guy that would be all upset over stuff. It's just like, yeah, all right,
he does
hey,
look
man.
Kind of chill. He looks stoned.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that, you know, that kind of, that mugshot does not match what I expected would, you know, be the person that just raids through a Walmart with his vehicle like that.
Wouldn't it be great if he gets out of the car, looks at his boss and says, does this count as our exit interview or are we good? Like,
entrance and exit interview.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. He, nobody got hurt. That's the good news is that, yeah, the store got wrecked a little bit, but
a little
nobody
bit.
Got hurt. All right. Store got wrecked a lot. Yeah. And, he was arrested, hit with lots of felony charges. And so, I gotta be thinking he's going to stay in jail, right? Yeah. Hope this would keep a guy in jail.
Or at least stay out of a Walmart. What's going on in your head while you're driving around the Walmart just causing havoc? Like, thankfully, not hitting anybody, just hitting random, you know, material objects, and that could be replaced, thankfully. But, like, what's going on? Like, this is awesome, or, like, F this place? Like, what are you thinking while you're doing this?
I mean, dude, have you ever lost your S that much?
No.
I mean, that's the thing.
No, I've never taken my car and driven into a Walmart and just wrecked it.
Well, have you ever lost your S where you're like, oh, man, I shouldn't have done that?
Yes.
I mean, like this guy is obviously taken to a different level, but obviously the pandemic has got people just doing more extreme things when they lose their S than normal.
Yeah.
And this is definitely an indicator of that. That's just nuts. Wow.
I mean, yeah, you said this is a blaze of glory. I'm out.
Yeah, he is way out.
Now it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Well, a fired Walmart employee drove his car straight through the store, and based on this, we want to know whether you were fired or you quit, how did you leave your job in a blaze of glory? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. How did you leave your job in a blaze of glory? Your calls, your texts after Nirvana.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A fired Walmart employee drove his car straight through the store. You can go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. See the massive damage he caused because he drove up and down the aisles once he drove into the store with his car. All because he was fired. And he's like, all right, going out in a blaze of glory. How about you? Whether you were fired, whether you quit, how did you leave your job in a blaze of glory? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Colton and Kirkland, you are on The Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning, Colton. How about you? Did you get fired? Did you quit? How'd that work?
Oh, I got fired. I was a mechanic in Bellevue. After I got fired, I had to come and get all my tools and equipment and stuff. And I'm loading it up into the truck, and my boss is talking to me, talking ass, and I just load up, didn't really say a word to him, hopped in the truck, fired it up, and did a big burnout right in front of the shop.
Nice.
And I just took off, yeah.
The burnout is one of the greatest ways to leave. I mean, it's like, you know, it is the getaway move.
So long as you have a car that really can do a burnout, because I've had cars where it's like, there's no burnout, and then it's just the most pathetic way of getting out of a situation. It's like,
you're absolutely right, Steve. I have been in that boat. Like, you know what? A Chevy Vega just does not burn out the way I would like it to.
Or then you accidentally crash into something.
Yeah, yeah. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's a good call. What kind of vehicle did you have at the time, Colton?
It was a Chevy Silverado.
Oh,
that's a Mama Lona. Yeah.
That's the way to burn out. That's the way to get it done. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. How did you leave your job in a blaze of glory?
Like this person says, I used to work at a very popular club here in Seattle, and I was pissed off at my boss, and I was just done. So during peak hours, I turned all the music and the lights off in the club and just flipped off my manager and left.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine, you're waiting? I would do it right when, the bass, I don't know if it was, like a dance club or it was a rock club, but if it's a dance club, I would wait for, that bass to drop and turn it off right when the bass was supposed to drop, and then you could just be like, I'm out, and just leave everybody unsatisfied.
4 hours later, they're waiting for that bass to drop.
Right?
What's going on? I thought it was going to happen by now.
All these dance goers, that are club goers, are all hopped up on Molly waiting, what's going to happen, man? It's been 3 hours.
We have a buddy of mine who claims that he never gets angry to the point that he'll drive anybody to anything. But we were at a convention, and we were driving to Portland to go to this convention. So we stopped at a gas station, and my buddy literally drove a guy so crazy that he quit right on the job, because you have to pump your own. You can't pump your own gas in Portland. Right. So he was out there pumping his gas. You forget. And then a dude comes out and it's like, what are you doing? And my buddy thought he wasn't respectful enough. And next thing you know, this guy comes flying out of his place with his civilian clothes. He didn't have on his little pump jacket that you wear for the gas station.
Right.
And he just basically quit on the spot because he said, I can't handle these customers anymore. And it was so epic. We were just like, we saw them yelling, saw him scream, we saw him run into the joint, saw him run out of the joint, and he just quit right there on the job. Blaze of glory. I've had it with these stupid customers, and drove in his car and went away. And then all of a sudden, when you call a customer stupid, you better be bigger than they are. And of course, my buddy Josh is a pretty big guy. And so it was like, he immediately looked and he's like, he hopped in his car and he ran. He's like, oh yeah, you're the stupid customer I'm quitting about. And I don't want you to hit me now.
What a great moment just to be able to witness that.
Dude, I was in the car and I'm like, this is amazing. Somebody is so pissed off they quit their job and it has nothing to do with me.
Right.
I was like a great just onlooker. This is fantastic.
I like this text. It's so simple, but it's awesome. I had a coworker and I went to lunch and never came back. Everybody was looking for him. It was the coolest thing ever.
Oh, that was so great.
Someone said, I used to work at Hollywood Video, and I gave the entire staff that was working with me that day free movies, free toilet paper, and free candy.
Oh, man. I never got that lucky. Oh. That's the lottery right there.
Toilet paper, it's okay.
Toilet paper, but nowadays, let me tell you, the toilet paper's valuable, buddy. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. When was, whether fired or quit, how'd you leave your job in a blaze of glory?
So he said, I had a coworker when he got fired. I worked at a grocery store. He came back the next hour and stink bombed the whole store.
Oh, whoa.
Like with actual stink bombs?
Like you have to go to a stink bomb store? Like where do you get stink bombs?
Like I don't know anymore.
You bring your gassy friend.
Oh, you used to get them at the dollar store.
The dollar store?
Yeah, I know, because we used to get them all the time. And
did they cost a dollar?
Yes.
And, the dollar store.
Well, sometimes they F with you there.
Yeah. Yeah.
The multiple dollar store. Why is it $3? It's the dollar store.
Oh, that's awesome.
But once some got set off at the high school, they immediately called the dollar store and had to put the kibosh on that.
Oh, wow. So no more selling the stink bombs at the dollar store? Done?
At least not the one at Lake Stevens.
Oh, damn it, Lake Stevens. You ruined everything for everybody.
Since 2007. Sorry.
Now how am I supposed to quit my job at the retail store?
At the retail store.
Yeah, I like it where one of my coworkers just quit over the PA, which was really great. Because at the supermarket, you have, Jimmy, you got a call on line five. Jimmy got a call on line five. But I love when the coworkers, and it happened a couple times where people just quit on, they get on there, I hate this place. I'm out of here. I am not going to work here anymore. These guys are blanks. Those were the best. I just loved that back in the day. And people always thought that would be me, but you know, I'm a professional.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I would never do something like that. I might, you know, say somebody's having an affair with somebody in, you know, the men's department, but I'm not going to say, I'm not going to quit the job that way.
So this is 10 years ago. I worked at a window place, and an employee, it was in Fife, went on a rampage through the factory smashing things with a semi.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, man.
I like this one. This person worked at a fast food place back in high school in the 90s, and we got a new manager that did not like us. So she made us all live a living hell until we all decided to quit. And at the end of the shift, I took my uniform off, and I ran it through the slicer about 50 times, and I left it on her desk.
That's awesome.
Right?
That is really awesome. I like that. You just get to, here you go. I sliced it up for you.
Our buddy Photog Jim, he said, I left a post-it note on the door for my boss when he got in the morning, and it just simply said, quote, I resign, effective immediately.
Very professional. Yeah, yes. And on a post-it note, which, you know, I mean, hey. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. Whether you were fired or whether you quit, how did you leave your job in a blaze of glory?
Text says, I had a guy one time get fired from a restaurant he worked at, and he put a knife in every one of the Coca-Cola bags and the syrups and the box syrup.
Oh.
And it made a huge mess all over the floor. It took hours to clean it up.
Oh, see, now that sucks because that's other people that have to clean that up.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about that Walmart guy. Like, do the Walmart employees have to clean that up, or are they going to bring in a crew? Because that, you know,
I feel like the coworkers have to do it.
See, that sucks. I don't want to do that to the coworkers because they're not the ones I'm mad at. I mean, unless there's one particular one, then I might go wreck their department. But, you know, otherwise, and there were some coworkers when I worked at the clothing store that I would love to have just been like, just tip over all their displays, knock right. all the racks over, you know, for that particular, but not everybody. Not everybody, you know, I didn't hate everybody at the store I worked at.
I, this one, a woman said, my woman used to work at a warehouse for a Goodwill type of a place.
My woman!
And she hated her boss. So one day, she called her a bitch, stuck the middle finger in her face, and walked out. Never been more proud of her.
All right, then. Yeah.
Getting a lot of texts about fast food and issues with managers.
Yeah. Oh, man. As long as they don't toy with the food. I mean, I don't want to know about this.
All right. They didn't really toy with the food, but a place where you cook the food, because this person said the manager was driving us all crazy, so I just quit. I took my hat, my name tag, and my shirt and threw it into the fryer, nice. The deep fryer.
Okay. See, that's where I have my fries, Steve. No, yeah, now I'm going to get...
You're messing with your food now.
There's multiple fryers typically at these places.
I know, but I don't know. They're not just going to like take the badge out and still continue with the oil. I don't know, you know, what kind of place this is.
What, these French fries taste like polo shirts.
Yeah. Hey, look at that. Oh, look at this French fry. It says Jim.
It's hot enough. It'll kill all the germs. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, is that what you want me to believe, Vicky? Yeah. Vicky,
that's what I tell myself.
Yeah, that's perfect. Oh, see, I don't want to hear about restaurant employees disgruntled. I just don't want to hear that.
All right, how about this one? This has nothing to do with food, but shoes. Someone said, my friend was fired from a shoe store, and rightfully so, but because I'm her friend, I had to quit too. So before we left, we rearranged the back room. Yes, all the shoes in the back storage.
Meaning what? Like they put all those sizes in wrong places and stuff?
I'd imagine. So like when you have to go in the back to get the shoes, the system is way off.
Yeah. That's I always thought like that's one of the toughest gigs because you got people's feet. You know what I mean? I think that's a thankless job being a shoe employee.
I feel like it would cause a lot of anxiety whenever I had to go in the back and find a shoe. Crap. I don't know if there's a 6.5. Now I got to go out there and find it.
That's
why I never became a shoe salesman.
Oh, really? You thought you thought there wasn't a good enough system that it would really just be too nerve-wracking.
There could be a great system. I just didn't trust it.
I got to tell you.
They'd be gone for like forever. And you're like, what the hell? They get lost back there?
I see what you're saying. I think they're just smoking pot because I'm a bad customer.
Oh.
Because you're right, Steve. How difficult can it be to go find me a size 12? Seriously, how difficult is it? Just go and see, is there a size 12 out there? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. When you were fired or quit, when did you leave your job in a blaze of glory?
Someone got fired from a Jack in the Box when they were 16, so I graffitied the bathroom after getting my last check, LOL.
See, I don't mind that because that has nothing to do with the food. Thank you.
Yes.
As long as there's no food, you're good with it.
Thank you very much. My jumbo jack has not been tainted. Yeah, thank you.
Don't mess with those fries, man.
Who tagged Ass Munch in the bathroom of Jack in the Box? Oh, Sheila. She got fired.
Sheila's not happy with us. Oh, that's awesome. This is, you talk about a bizarre story. We've got a bride that finds out her groom's mom is also her mom.
Oh, boy.
When she find this out? On her wedding day.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you all about this at 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.